Righto, so this is what played out. I think it was Wednesday afternoon. I heard David Seymour, of course, leader of ACT, on the program with Daniel McCarty talking about sport. And I was at Countdown. I had my phone on. I was annoyed. People with my little headphones on, listening to the radio, talking about where sport and funding should happen. Now, this flows on from the $5 million of taxpayer money that goes into Team New Zealand, which I consider to be now one of the most tedious debates in sport. But it's happened again, and a lot of people want transparency. So this was David during the week with Daniel McCarty on Radio Sport.
To government taking taxpayers' money that they could have spent themselves and deciding to spend it on non-essential things. If you're talking about police and courts and roads and schools, absolutely, those are things that governments should tax and fund. But when it comes to doing things that really you can't help but suspect are more to do with the popularity of the government in an election year, then I think that's wrong.
Which is fair to a point, because we know what happens politicking in an election year. Yes, hold out the millions, hand out the millions. But he also brought up to David Seymour, he said, look at Duco. They bought in Cajono and got no ratepayer funding, no government funding, so therefore is that the model for the future? So I went to Dean Lonergan and asked him that question.
Well, that's complete rubbish, quite simply. The Auckland Nines, NRL Auckland Nines would never have happened without AT coming to the party, and the only reason the NRL came to Auckland for that tournament over a four-year period is because of fantastic local government support we had. For the last fight that we did, there is no government support. So where's Joseph Parker fighting next? He's going to Manchester.
Righto. And then Lonergan went on to explain, and I'll try to get through this during this hour, that he's not bringing any more events back to New Zealand because the Queensland government was so good for the Pakeha-Jeff Horn fight that why would he come to New Zealand when you don't get any support? Now then, people like Marty Devlin, who I love you, Marty, want transparency around the $5 million that is going to Team New Zealand. Kevin Shoebridge, Chief Operating Officer. Why not open up the bank balance and show us exactly where every single cent is going?
I don't think it's right for that to be public information, to be honest.
The argument is why? Because it's public money, though, Kevin.
I'm not even going to answer that, to be honest. I'm just we're still buzzing about what's been happening to get bogged down and what's going to happen with that.
Righto. So as I said, I got rather impassioned during the week, and I wrote a wee Facebook post where I thought that David was being remarkably hypocritical if he had been to a Rugby World Cup event, a Cricket World Cup event, had been to Eden Park, which has had $200 million of government funding, $20 million went into making the Rugby World Cup nice and friendly for all the punters. Then I looked at the Olympic Games, where we've continued to grow in terms of winning medals. I looked at the Rugby World Cup and went and did my research. I spoke to the organisers of the 2011 Rugby World Cup. If the government had not underwritten that particular tournament, we don't host the Rugby World Cup. Therefore, we don't get the joy of the Rugby World Cup. David Seymour joins us. We'll get to Trevor Mallard in a second. David, firstly, where do you stand? Is it completely no to sport and funding?
No, because there's a huge amount of sport funding that goes on in New Zealand. Every school in New Zealand has sports fields and sports equipment and good on them. You go to Kensington Park in Whangarei every morning, maybe not this morning because of school holidays, and it's a very special place. The council maintains that, and that's great. But when it comes to the government sitting back and watching an outstanding group of people such as Emirates Team New Zealand take on the world and win, and then an election year, just after they win, just before the parade is announced, suddenly they find $5 million and the Prime Minister appears in the parade. And that's what I'm opposed to. It's not that I'm opposed to sport, and it's not that I believe that sport shouldn't happen. What really annoys me is taxpayer money being used for political purposes.
But hasn't every government backed Team New Zealand? I went through the numbers over the last three or four campaigns. We're put in a total of around about $120 million. Now, that's been Labour, that's been National. So haven't both sides of the political divide, David, said, yay, this is a good thing for New Zealand?
Yeah, that's right. And look, the ACT Party's the one that's there saying maybe we should actually look out for taxpayers. It's no surprise that Labour and National are quite happy to throw money around. But let's just really get down on the fact that we are not succeeding in the America's Cup because of the government. And I know for a fact that this time, back in sort of 2014, the Emirates Team New Zealand approached the government and said, give us $30, $40 million or we'll lose and it'll all be your fault. Government did the right thing that time and said, no, actually, pretty sure you guys can raise the money and win it yourself. And they did, and we won the cup. So let's let's just be really clear that we have enormous admiration for Emirates Team New Zealand and everything they've done. It's the politicians using taxpayer money to try and connect themselves
but
with
it's,
that
it's,
that I'm opposed
it's
to.
It's bigger picture stuff, David. It's not the America's Cup. It's Rugby World Cup. It's the Olympic Games. What I need an answer from you on, and I know I went a wee bit passionate on my little Facebook post here, do you support funding of our Olympic athletes?
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, Olympic athletes is a little bit different because you're taking a bunch of individuals.
But we get no return on Natalie Rooney, though. Let's go through it. Shooter Natalie Rooney, silver medal. Luca Jones, silver medalist. Eliza McCartney, who was just amazing in the long jump. What return on investment do we get from them? Nothing. Compare that to an event that's going to be in New Zealand for the best part of 18 months.
A little bit different from supporting the sport of billionaires or promoters like Dean that you've just heard. And the reality is that if we pulled the funding away from Eliza McCartney, she wouldn't be there. We know that Duco have to say that they'll never come back to New Zealand if they don't get any government money. He has to say that. He's a boxing promoter. He's good at what he does. But the reality is that too many gullible politicians have gone in and given money, your money, taxpayer money, to major sports events that would have been absolutely fine anyway. But unfortunately, they were too gullible and they got their bluff call.
Righto, let's welcome in one of those gullible politicians, Trevor Mallard. Afternoon to you, Trevor.
G'day, Trev.
Afternoon, Tony. I think I hardly need to come on listening to you.
Well, I mean, you know where my passion comes from, Trevor. But look, sure. This is a debate that I cannot win. So do I give up on this and just sit back and say there is going to be an element of New Zealand, including the likes of David, who cannot see any value in the America's Cup?
Yeah, David is taking a populist position and one which just doesn't really recognise the economics of the situation. He knows that other than just in the very period immediately after the Cup, there's not big public support, but the economic case, the business case, the national identity case are all very strongly for not only winning it this time, but making sure that we hold on to it. And you just need to look, for example, at Rocket Lab, whose the carbon fibre that they're using to send into space and looking like they're going to be a multi-billion-dollar industry for New Zealand, is using the carbon fibre development that was done for Team New Zealand. It's just, you know, the economic, the technological stuff is really important. And the other thing that you've really got to remember is that there might be $5 million gone in, there might have been more gone in previous years, but other than a very small amount that Torpedo 7 put in, or probably Sir Stephen Tindall personally, and a very small amount from some other people, if you think of Emirates and Pirelli and Omega and Expresso, that money is all coming from offshore, and the government is taking probably 25% of it, mainly through PAYE. It's a massive profit to the government, a massive profit to the taxpayer.
Well, listen,
having it,
Trevor,
rather than not having it.
Trevor, just hold the line there. I just want to ask you one question to both of you. David, let me start with this. Sir Stephen Tindall, behind the warehouse, do you have respect and do you believe in him as a businessman?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he's spending his own money.
Okay, have a listen to Sir Stephen Tindall. On the PwC report he did 4 years ago, he funded himself.
I think the way we should look at it is that, you know, this investment is not really an investment so much in sport. It's an investment in our country. And when you have a look at that report, you'll see that there has been $200 million worth of business done as a result of the interface that was created through the America's Cup. And there's a further $120 million of new sales opportunities and investor interest right at the moment. So that's $320 on top of the $153 million that was spent in New Zealand on the campaign. Now, these are enormous figures. And, you know, just the whole rub-off from tourism right through to business that's created by this cup is amazing. So it's not so much just, you know, we're putting in some taxpayers' dollars into the sport. We're actually investing in our country. Now, the way I look at it, because I've put substantial money into this personally, is that, you know, are we getting a return for New Zealand Inc.? And I just cannot see any other way that you're going to get this sort of return from anything else. What was created in San Francisco, and I was there for the whole cup, was just this buzz on New Zealand. You know, the people that we were able to invite, you know, people like the heads of Nestle globally, you know, the heads of Google, all these big companies that you would never, ever get in the door to talk to unless, you know, you have an event that they can come along to and watch with you.
Trevor, I know you've got to run, so I'll put this to you first. Let me ask you this, Trevor. I'm not the world's most intelligent person. I get that. I'm happy to accept that. But when I listen to Sir Stephen Tindall, who I have amazing respect for, why should I not believe what he's just had to say about a campaign we lost?
Yeah, he is absolutely right. He's passionate. He's put a lot of his own money in. And what we've got to realise is that having the America's Cup and putting a bit of money in means we still have more for schools, for hospital, for roads and police, because it runs at a profit to the taxpayer. And people like David Seymour, who, you know, jump on the provincial populist bandwagon, pretending to be right-wingers, but actually being anti-business in New Zealand, I just think it's outrageous and stupid.
All right, David, your response.
Yeah, turn it up, Trev. I mean, if your argument was true, then any business that pays tax, the government should give them a little grant because it's a profit, because they're going to pay more tax in the end. That's just
nonsense. Just look at the faces. Look at the stuff, the faces around that parade. Look at what it does for our national identity.
Okay, Trev, so a moment ago it was about making a profit. Now it's about the faces. I mean, I love the way that Labor always change their argument.
There are many, many arguments that are supportive of it, David. And I think that you know that.
Every time I shoot one down, you bring up a new
one. There are many, and none of them go your way.
See, David, and I'm honestly saying this, and I know I'm biased because, again, I say, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'm a host of a sports show, but I think Trevor's right. It's the intangibles. It's those. I was there for that parade. I was there in 2000 when I saw 100-odd thousand people turn up. You cannot put a marker on the day that Eliza McCartney won gold on this program, silver on this program, or bronze, or whatever it was, and the people that called up the program, David, you cannot put money on that, can you?
No, you can't. You're absolutely right, but I think you're misunderstanding the point here. No one's disputing that Emirates Team New Zealand are a fantastic team and they've done wonderful stuff. And there's all sorts of intangibles and people are really proud. I mean, you know, I've been following this since El Moro and the Bowsprit controversy in 1992 when our teachers used to stop the class and make us all watch it. You know, we're not arguing about whether the America's Cup's a good thing. Everyone agrees about that. What we're arguing about is whether or not it's right for gullible politicians to hitch their bandwagon to it, particularly this time at the last minute, because they know that they're going to get recognition and they're going to be
seen as being part of it. Would you regard David Helen Clark as a gullible politician? She came out on Tuesday afternoon, she's in New Zealand, said that we should back this thing. Now, what motivation does Helen Clark, she's not affiliated anymore, yes, she's a Labor politician, she came out and said, let's do it, we've got to do it.
Absolutely. Look, Helen Clark throughout her career had a real challenge that she needed to make herself associated with sport, because early in her career she was seen as being anti-sport, and that's why she joined the Mount Albert Rugby League Club, became the patron there. That's why they were keen to back the 2011 World Cup. So throughout her career she backed sport using taxpayer money for exactly the same reason. So you've got to separate yourself. These guys, if you're a sports fan, these politicians are actually exploiting you and trying to attach themselves to your bandwagon using your money.
So let me ask you this. If Bill English had put out a press release, one of those wondrous press releases we get all the time from you guys, and not fronted the media, which he did, I'm not even sure if that was his regular press conference, had not turned up at the parade, and which was, let's put it onto Phil Goff as well, Phil Goff ran over to me during the parade, yet Phil doesn't want money put in from ratepayer money. Would you have less of a problem because they hadn't made it public and they hadn't made it political?
No, I still think it would be a bad use of taxpayer money, but at least then you could maybe speculate that they had better motives for doing it. But look, does anyone really believe that Team New Zealand was so short that Matteo Denora or Sir Stephen Tindall, as you mentioned, wouldn't have at least loaned them $5 million to tide them over?
But all I can say to you, David, on that, and we'll get into the call shortly, is that we had Peter and Blair in, and I put that question to both of them. I said, how tight did it get 2 years ago when you guys were running out of money? Now, I'm trusting Peter Burling and Blair Chook. They said they got the phone call, they were struggling to pay wages. Do we not believe them, Burling and Chook?
Well, put it this way, could you imagine a scenario where they came on and said, no, we're sweet, we never need government money ever again?
Well, I've got to say, they rolled their eyes when we had the Razor Government Arnie issue, which is done for the rest of us. It's the same with Kevin Shoebridge. We're talking about an issue when we should be celebrating, shouldn't we?
Well, You're the one that decided to have me on, and the government's the one that decided to put 5 million. And the government's the one that decided to put 5 million bucks in and politicise the issue.